Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of April 2020. Supreme Court has granted 3 weeks protection from arrest to Arnav Goswami, on the basis of the first information reports filed against him in states of Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Jammu and Kashmir. Delhi High Court has directed Delhi government to ensure that the helpline number which is proposed to be set up within 2 days for assisting senior citizens in Delhi is also made available to pregnant ladies. Supreme Court has held that the industrial policies or notifications cannot be hit by the doctrine of promissory estoppel. The court was of the view that industrial policies or notifications are issued in the public interest and in the interest of the revenue, and they do not take away any vested rights conferred under the earlier notifications industrial policies. Allahabad High Court has extended all interim orders passed by it and by the court's subordinate to it that expired subsequent to the 19th of March 2020 till the 10th of May 2020. Karnataka High Court has called upon the Bar Council of India, Karnataka State Bar Council, Bar Council of India Advocate Welfare Fund Committee and Karnataka Advocates Welfare Fund Trustee Committee to make a statement before the court on the 28th of April, 2020, in what manner relief can be extended to needy advocates suffering from lack of income. Karnataka government has promulgated the Karnataka Epidemic Diseases Ordinance, 2020, to protect all officials engaged in COVID-19 related duties and for the regulation and prevention of epidemic diseases as decided by the government. Securities and Exchange Board of India has relaxed valuation norms on money and debt market instruments held by mutual funds in the wake of the loan moratorium for companies by the Reserve Bank of India on account of the business disruptions caused by the ongoing lockdown.